All right. We got audio recording. Shout out to everyone that's tuning in. This is episode 3 of the Oral Workshop podcast. We have a really dope episode today. We have a very good friend here who's also a really dope business owner. And I'll introduce him in a second. But right now, for the individuals who do not know what we do here, this is the Oral Works Marketing podcast called the Oral Workshop. This is our third episode, and our purpose here is that we aim to empower entrepreneurs and business owners by educating them on different marketing strategies and tactics that they can use to strengthen their business, to put extra tools in their toolbox, and to strengthen their business so that they can make money and, you know, live the type of lifestyle that they deserve. And I'm excited to be here. My name is Uptown Walker. I'm the host. I'm also the co-owner and founder of Oral Works Marketing. And I am here with the good brother Daquan Love with Reflex Strategy Groups. And thank you for being our guest today, man.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, so today, our main topic for today is your personal brand. And it's funny, I was thinking about this before I came here today. We have a common thread between us before we even knew each other. The first person who actually talked to me about personal branding, the importance of personal brand, was an individual by the name of Darian P. Mack. And he was working with the Glosser Institute, which was like a student leadership group when I was in college for HBCU students or black students in Virginia. And he was just like such a great mentor. And he always introduced himself as Darian P. Mack, full name. He always was well-dressed, strong handshake, looking you square in the eye every time he talked to you. And he told me it was like you have to always invest in your personal brand, because people need to buy into you first before they'll buy into anything that you sell them or, you know, any organization you represent. And so when I met Daquan and found out that he went to Hampton, the same school Darian P. Mack attended, when I found out he was SGA president, as Darian P. Mack was as well, and I thought about this personal branding piece, I'm like, this all came full circle. So that's my little intro. And if you want to give a little bit more about yourself, Daquan, the mic is yours.
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here for this podcast and to talk about personal branding and marketing and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes. So just to kind of set the tone, tell us about Reflex Strategy Group and like how did your business come to be and how long have you been in business?
Yeah, so I started my business on 2/2/22, February 2nd, 2022. And Reflex Strategy Group is a full-service campaign fundraising and compliance firm, and we specialize in working in the Commonwealth of Virginia as well as North Carolina. And it's our goal to be the premier fundraising firm for state and local Democratic candidates. And to reach that mission, we are providing high quality support to not just state and local candidates, but also federal races and PACs, providing them with quality fundraising and finance compliance services.
All right. You're helping them get money and not break laws.
Absolutely.
There we go. There we go. So, of course, like, you're the money man. You're the man to make sure things go as planned during these campaigns and that they have enough resources to actually help win the election.
Yeah, actually, that is the nickname. Congressman G.K. Butterfield from North Carolina calls me the money man.
Yeah.
Because I raise money. And
there we go. Yeah. And we need people like you. And that's why, you know, we got you on the show, because at the end of the day, we need to expose people to different ways you can start businesses and you know, different outlets that are out there. You don't have to always do the same type of business everyone else is doing. Like,
that's true.
You seem like you have a pretty good niche.
Yeah, it is a good niche. And actually, you know, I saw that there was a market need, right? So a little about my background. I am I ran for state house myself, so I'm a former candidate. But I've also been a finance director on state and federal races for a couple of years now. So I know the fundraising landscape, if you will. And I saw that there was a unique need for hyper-local firms that provide high quality, full service fundraising support beyond just like one individual consultant that, you know, may do a few races. There needed to be a full service firm that would be, you know, priced right for state and local races. And so that is the niche that I have found. It's been a niche where I literally don't have to do a whole lot of marketing. Right now we get 100% of our clients from referrals, which is a blessing.
That's dope. Yeah. That's really dope. And a part of that, I'm sure, is because you are the person that you are. And that's something that, like, my business partner tells me is like, hey, Walker, you're kind of like the face. Like, you need to go out and just do things as Uptown Walker. And from there, you know, you will get clients because they'll see how you are as a person. They'll see you're knowledgeable.
Yeah.
They'll know your personal brand and know that, okay, if he's doing this for himself, he can do this for me and my business. So I'm sure that you probably have a similar experience.
Yeah. I mean, I've raised a little over $15 million over the past 5 years for Democrats and progressive causes. So my work has spoken for myself. And
he got receipts. He got the numbers, man.
I do. I really do.
That's dope. So, I like to do a little bit of research. I like to have data before we just, you know, start making assertions about why you should and shouldn't do things. And, you know, one of the publications I always look at is Forbes. Are you into Forbes?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I read a Forbes article by William Aruda. I probably did not pronounce that correctly, but William Aruda is a personal branding contributor for Forbes. And, you know, he talks about what the three C's are for your personal brand. And I just want to go over these. I want to see if you kind of agree with these or not. So the first C that he has is clarity. And basically just like, do you have a clear and concise personal brand that's easily digestible, you know, to individuals? Like, you know, for me, you know, my personal brand, someone comes and asks me like what I'm about, what do I do? I say, hey, I'm an artist, but I'm also a marketing professional. I run a marketing firm. And, you know, my goal is to, you know, mesh in marketing with entertainment. Really clear, really concise. I'm an artist. I do marketing. And here's my aspiration. Like, that's how I try to, like, really, like, concisely explain to people, like, what I'm about and what I do when I meet them. So, like, kind of talk to me about, like, clarity, like, from when you are establishing a personal brand, you're meeting somebody for the first time. Like, how do you clarify?
Sure. Yeah, so I think, you know, first and foremost, I've been blessed to be very talented and have a lot of skill sets and life experiences.
Flex.
I've been blessed. I'm not trying to flex. Just, you know, I'm grateful to God for those blessings. But, you know, campaign finances and Reflex Strategies is one part of that. So when I think of a personal brand, I really go back to my personal mission statement, which is to empower and uplift others through service, leadership, and excellence. And so everything that I do tends to fall within that mission statement. So whether it be my philanthropic work, whether it be me serving on a board, or, you know, doing work in my fraternity, or doing running my business, or, you know, even my family and personal life, it all has to do with that mission statement. And so regardless of industry or sector, when people see Daquan Marcel Love, you know, the three things I want them to think about are service, leadership, and excellence in everything that I do. And so that I think clarity is important. Also clarity, like, on the level of the business, right? So, you know, there are a lot of fundraising firms out there, but we're very clear and we have clarity that we our goal is to be the premier full service fundraising and finance operation for state and local races, primarily in the Mid-Atlantic region, so Virginia and North Carolina.
So you just narrowing down that specifically to this is where I'm really focusing on right now. This is what our firm's focusing on. So if you're kind of outside of this, not saying that we can't do anything for you.
Oh, no, we do. We have I have clients in Tennessee, Florida, mm-hmm. other places as well. But because we're up so upfront at the beginning and we're very clear about that, when I say, okay, this is not within, you know, our wheelhouse, we're really getting, you know, people have an understanding and they can accept it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So clarity definitely is significant. The next C is consistency. And what the article talked about is making sure that as you go from your website to your social media to your flyers or your business cards, or just when you're talking in professional networking spaces, that you're using the same language, that you're not contradicting yourself, you know, having a consistent message. So having a clear message, right? But now once you establish that clear message, making sure it's consistent on different platforms, and then when you're talking about your business. So, like, is that something that you agree on as well?
Definitely important. You know, I'll say this is an area where we're working on it mm-hmm. at Reflex Strategy Group. You know, the biggest challenge for me is that when you have a personal brand and you're now creating a business in which, you know, obviously much of my personal experiences and skill sets are a driving force of mm-hmm. why folks come to Reflex Strategy Group. But when we bring other staff, when we're bringing new staff and mm-hmm. we are growing the size of our team, you know, that's an area of opportunity for us, frankly, where in terms of being consistent across the board and how we talk about the company and how we market the company and mm-hmm. and making sure that everybody's on the same page. That's easier said than done.
When you scale, that's always the issue because, like you said, you bring in new people. Those new people that you bring in are not you. They're not like carbon copies, right? And I worked in hospitality and retail for many and many years, and I have seen, like, you know, the better companies, i.e. like Chick-fil-A's, right? They consistently talk to their customers, talk about the food, talk about the menu, and give you a level of service. It's the same pretty much for the most part, most Chick-fil-A's you go to.
Yes.
And when we're talking about our own businesses, like, that's kind of the standard. Like, you don't want to be the stereotypical Popeyes where they're going to jab you in the throat if you ask for some extra sauces. Like, you don't want to be that. You don't want to be somewhere that's super inconsistent. I know, like, me personally, someone just asked me today, you know, where I get coffee from. I say Starbucks. And then they were like, oh, I do Dunkin's. I don't do Dunkin's because I've realized that some Dunkin's are not consistent with their product.
Especially.
And so I'm getting one from one Dunkin' and it tastes good. I go to the next one and it's horrible.
Yes.
But it gets back to just consistency. And this goes into your personal brand, like how you present yourself. But then it's also just like across the board with like everything you do, right? Like your service, your product, how you treat your customers, how you treat your clients. Like, you want to make sure you're consistent.
Yeah, and, you know, when you're scaling, which is, you know, the area of where we're in right now, it's not just you, right? The other thing is, like, having back-end systems and SOPs or standard operating procedures
Facts.
That help reinforce the consistency across the board. So, for example, for all of our clients, you know, we try to standardize all of our communication to them. So there's a template mm-hmm. for this. There's a template for that. I am like the king of a template because I don't want other people. I don't want you. You don't need to be creative today.
You don't need to get off the script.
Just use the template. But like, you know, that's an area where I think it can be very easy, especially when you're just starting out, to be like, oh, I really don't need to document this process, or I don't need to, you know, really, you know, spend the time writing a standard operating procedures. I'm telling you this now as someone who's gone through this, and I'm so glad that, you know, I didn't do it as perfectly as I probably could have or should have done it, but I'm so glad that I did, you know, record videos like on Loom of you doing walking through processes. So when you add someone, you are quickly able to get them up to speed and everything can be consistent. There's a brand expert, Kashira Moffitt.
Hold on one second. Do we need to pause?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah. We are recording again. So Daquan, you were just talking about you were talking about standard operating procedures.
Yeah, I didn't do as good of a job as I probably should have when I first started out. And as a new business owner, or as a solopreneur, it can get very easy to just be like, oh, I don't need to document this process. I know how to do it. But, you know, Kashira, who's a brand and marketing expert, if you aren't following her on YouTube and Twitter, all the good stuff, at Kashira, she's awesome. But what one of the things that she talked about, and it really kind of, the light bulb went off in my head, she said something to the effect of, you know, what happens if you get 100 orders tomorrow, or if you have 100 new clients tomorrow, and you need to all of a sudden service 100 more people than you normally have? Do you have the infrastructure to, irregardless of, you know, obviously the cost, but like, do you have the infrastructure to bring on 5 or 6 new people quickly to handle that volume, right? Yeah. And for me, knowing that, you know, where I want my business. Now, some people, they just want to be solopreneurs, which is great. But like, I think, you know, for me, having a very clear vision of where I see our company growing and what I see it, you know, becoming, I knew that having clear processes and procedures in place, writing those out, standardizing them, having Loom videos, would really help, and they've been very beneficial as we've increased the size of our staff.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. Like, I'm the same way. It's if I'm bringing on new clients, and if people that I reached out to last year finally come around and want some more services, and we're in the middle of projects, and I got to bring on brand new subcontractors I've never worked with before, like, I have to have a way we do business. I have to, and what I tell my business partner, Terrell, is like, we need to make sure that we also make sure that our staff has a consistent workflow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't just give them a project and say, run with it.
Yes.
Because then we're irresponsible as entrepreneurs, because at the end of the day, it's like, it's our job to make sure that our subcontractors, our employees, have the tools to be successful as well. And a lot of that is doing that background work so that we can, you know, make sure that they have a consistent work environment.
Yes.
And we're not asking too much from them.
Are you setting yourself and are you setting them up for success?
Yes.
I mean, exactly. I've had situations happen where I've had to take a step back. Okay, employee did X, you know, ideally we should be doing it Y. Did I set that employee up for success? You know? So it's important to think about those things.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like one of the biggest things that you have to think about when it comes to consistency is, you know, does it make sense? And when you're scaling, can this be duplicated by someone else, not just you?
Absolutely.
And, you know, that just gets into overall consistency. But when it comes to personal brand, it is still a thing, because when you own a business, the people that you employ should be somewhat of a reflection of you.
Oh, absolutely.
That goes in the culture of your organization.
It's not somewhat, it is.
Yeah.
Like, you are responsible and are held responsible, both directly and indirectly, for the actions that of your employees. Especially if you have a client-facing service like our firm does. You know, if one of my, you know, employees does not present a good forward-looking product to a client, that reflects on me.
Yeah, because you hired them.
Correct. They work for me.
Exactly. So that's dope. The last C in the 3 C's is constancy. And I had to like really think about it, because I never heard anybody really like talk about constancy before. But it's always being in front of people, which I thought about.
That's interesting.
And so like with our businesses, we're service-based businesses, that could be going out to professional events, that can be having a social media presence. You know, there can be so many different things, but while you have clarity in your personal brand and what you're about, what your purpose is, while you have consistency of your messaging, you also need to have constancy of being visible so that people can remind you. And I think this is one of the biggest things when it comes to artists particularly, is I've noticed that when I see a music artist post a video on social media or I see that they're performing somewhere, I'm more inclined to checking out their music on a streaming site or video or something. You know what I'm saying? Just because, like, it just pops in my head.
Yeah. It's you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, like, Jay Morrison, like, these are business social media personalities that I see all the time because I follow them and the algorithm, how it works. And I'm more inclined to hit the link in their bio and ingest an article that they have on their website or listen to something that they have on YouTube or a podcast. So just staying in front of people is a big part of a personal brand too. But you don't want to do it to the point where you're annoying and you lose value.
That's true.
You want to do it in a way that's methodical so that people are thinking of you when you want them to.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's an area of opportunity for, at least for Reflex. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been so blessed in our first, you know, our first 6-7 months of business. To kind of be where we are. And obviously we work on cycles. So, you know, we're approaching the end of the 2022 cycle and with the November elections, you know, we are starting to ramp up a little bit more of our marketing efforts. But to your point, you know, it's important that that is, you know, not just at the end of a cycle when we're trying to recruit new clients, right?
Exactly. You got to keep that consistent. And that's one thing that I'll even say, like, we've had a hard time to deal with the different things that I do marketing-wise, is to be consistent when you're not in a ramp-up period. Like, as an artist, of course, when I'm putting out a song or a video or an album, I'm going to be promoting myself. But what am I doing in between drops? Like, what am I doing to keep people looking at me? Same thing with the different businesses. Like, even if I have an event, the event's once a month, like, what am I doing in between time to keep people engaged to get people looking at my page and, you know, engaging with what I have going on?
Absolutely.
So that constancy was interesting. It's something I didn't really think about until I looked at that article. So that was a good little touch from the good people there at Forbes.
Yeah, that was a great article, too.
Yeah. So, how has your personal brand specifically, you know, like, how has your personal brand, because I gave a little intro about who you are, but feel free to go more in depth. How has your personal brand helped you in your current business?
My personal brand has helped bring a lot of referrals.
Okay.
But secondly, it has established a level of credibility for my business. So, for example, because people who I know and have worked with me, they know my work ethic, they know the quality of my work. Because of that, it has shortened the sales process a lot of times. People come to me, they're ready, they're excited, they want to work.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
And so, yeah, they already know I don't think that, actually, as I think about it, none of our clients, either during the sales process or even folks who have decided not to work with us, no one's questioned our credibility
that's great.
The fact that we'll get the job done. Usually there are other factors. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. So you're talking about clients, you know, what is the first big client that you booked, and, you know, what did you do for them?
I think every client's a big client. And I think that, and I know this, you know, starting a business, especially from the very beginning, right, we pride ourselves on our customer service. And so my very first client was my first big client.
That's
and
great.
A state legislative race, and they've been with me throughout this journey. Their election is in November, so they'll cycle out. But treating every client like a big client is probably the most important thing that I believe that I've done. And having that personal connection with all of my races, you know, calling, checking in on our clients, making sure that, you know, consistently checking in, getting feedback. How is this program working for you? Are you satisfied with our services? What more can we do, et cetera?
Okay. This is the last formal question of our interview before we get into our trivia. But what, advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur who's trying to enhance their personal brand?
Mm. Well, I love the three C's, but I would just say, frankly, in addition to all of the business stuff, make sure that you remain authentic to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so something that I'm very happy about is that, our business and the business that I've created, it is uniquely me. It reflects me. Our operating hours are from 10 to 6 because those are the hours when I work the best.
Yeah.
Right? And so don't feel like you have to conform, but also don't be too far out there.
Yeah.
Where you ain't going to make no money. Right?
You got to balance.
You do have to balance that. But what I will say is make sure that there should be some part of you within your business. And that doesn't necessarily even, I always tell this to my staff, which is, the name of the company is Reflect Strategy Group, but my name is on the door.
Yeah.
Meaning even though my name is not literally on the door, because mm-hmm. that's not the name of our company isn't Daquan Love and Associates, mm-hmm. but my personal brand is intertwined in everything that we do and the culture of our workplace and, how we interact with each other and how we interact with our clients. And so keep some part of your personality and your authenticity into your brand, because people tend to like and respect that.
Yeah, don't lose yourself in your business or what you think, someone in your industry should be. If that's not you, don't try to shift yourself to align with something that isn't your natural self.
Yeah.
Anything, do the opposite. Make them shift to you.
Correct. But also, let's be practical and data-driven.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Let's not be all. Let's not be the outlier.
Be successful. Yeah, because you're not going to be successful if you're too far left.
Correct.
And that gets into a whole nother topic of, what are you really trying to do? What's your niche? And if you do really fit in it.
And I will say that here's the other thing, right? Just obviously general business tip. Everyone's not going to be for your business,
mm-hmm.
right? And every potential client is not the best client.
Mm-hmm.
And, learning what your boundaries are is a part of your personal brand.
Yes.
Because when people know that, Daquan and his team, they have a set price. Mm-hmm. We're not negotiating on that. That's a part of your brand.
Yep.
And that consistency will go a long way.
Yes. So. All right. So now, Daquan, we are going to go into the first trivia game of the Aura Workshop. Now, this game is called 10 and 2.
Oh, no.
Yes. 10 and 2. So
I'm not sure how this is gonna go.
You have 10 questions
okay.
that you have to answer in 10 minutes. And these questions can be from anything, from Black culture trivia to sports to basic third grade math.
Okay.
So with that being said, are you ready to go ahead and enter the?
Do I have a choice?
Trivia game. You don't have a choice. You're here now.
I'm here. Let's see how. All right. Let's see what we can do.
Doom 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 doom. I'm getting the clock set up now. And for those who do not know, we have Director Juan here doing the video and setting up the visuals. Thank you, Director Juan. He's over there in the back making sure everything is right.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So just so you know, you have to get 10 right to be the champion.
Okay.
There's more than 10 questions here. If you get some wrong, you can still potentially, get 10, but you got to kind of answer them with some quickness. Okay. If you do not know the answer, you can just pass. Okay. You don't got to sit there and think about it.
Perfect.
If you spend a minute on one question, then you probably won't win. So, you know, just try to be quick with it, all right?
Okay. And we have 10 minutes?
Nope, we have 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. Well, I hope that you can...
10 correct
talk
questions.
Talk quite fastly. Okay.
Yes, yes. I will... I'm going to be right here with you. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
What was the first state in the U.S.?
Delaware.
What is 9 times 8?
63. No. So, yeah, 63.
Let's move quickly. Come on. What does LLC stand for?
Limited Liability Corporation.
How many days are in a leap year?
Skip.
About how many taste buds does the Skip. Average... Do you know the name of the oldest civil rights organization still working today?
The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP.
Pure water has a pH level
Next.
Of around...
Skip.
In the movie Harlem Nights, What does the IRS stand for?
Internal Revenue Service.
Who was the 44th U.S. president?
George Bush. Was that wrong?
What is the value of pi?
3.14.
What group of lions...
Skip.
What language has the most words?
Skip.
Who was the writer of the famous novel Skip. Their Eyes Were Watching? Name the world's largest ocean.
Skip.
What is the world's longest river?
The Nile.
Which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles?
Serena.
When Michael Jordan played for the
Skip.
Chicago
Skip.
Bulls.
Skip. Let's go. Keep going. Come on. Come on.
If you were born 10 years ago, how old would you be today?
Skip. 10.
What was Beyonce's first solo album?
Skip.
What statue? The Statue of Liberty was given to the U.S. by what
France.
Country? You went through them questions fast as hell, but you got a lot of them wrong.
Okay.
You got a lot wrong, but.
But that's because you were going them. So slow. I mean, literally, I've had kindergartners read faster than this.
I'm
here.
I'm also going slow so that people can hear the question.
Okay, well then you need more than 2 minutes. Maybe you're not the rest person asking the question. I'm very competitive, so I'm not. No. Let me be very clear here. You can't be asking the question like this, but then it's 2 minutes, and I'm like skip, and you laughing, and I'm like okay. And you, like you gotta.
I just want to let you know
if this is a timed program.
We went through at least 20 questions in 2 minutes.
Okay, I get it.
We're gonna go through how many you got right.
I feel like I need another 30 because he spent about 30 seconds just laughing.
I did.
During the program. This is not equitable.
Goodness. All right, so you got the first question right. The first state in the U.S. is Delaware. 9 times 8 is 81.
Okay,
that's not 64.
That's fine.
It's not Limited Liability Corporation. It's Limited Liability Company. So you got
no, it's
that
not.
One
in
wrong.
The Commonwealth of Virginia, look it up on the SEC.
I will look it up. We can look it up. Hey, Dewan, do you have time to look it up on your phone while I go through these?
Look up what?
Limited Liability Company or Corporation. It's because I think it's company.
I'm going to look it up on the Virginia SEC website.
You can look it up. I'm going to go through the rest of it.
Okay, go ahead.
The leap year has 366 days. It's one extra.
I said skip.
Limited Liability Company.
Not corporation. So can't give you that one.
Is that from Virginia SEC?
You can look it up. Okay. How about how many taste buds? You skipped that one.
I skipped that one. Sure did.
That was 10,000. The oldest of rights organization got that, NAACP. pH levels in water is 7. You skipped that one. The movie Harlem Nights, the persons who pinky toe got shot off, it was Della Reese.
I skipped it.
You skipped that one. You got Internal Revenue Service. The 44th U.S. president is Barack Obama. You were close. 45 is Trump.
Trump, gotcha. I got him.
So 43 would have been Bush.
Yep.
You got pi right. So you have 4. Groups of lion pride skipped. That's a pride. The language of with the most words is English. The writer of the famous novel Their Eyes Are Watching God is Sora Neale Hurston. The world's largest ocean is the Pacific Ocean.
I skipped that one.
Yes, you did. The world's longest river is not the Nile, it's Amazon.
Okay.
And the Williams sister, you got that one. That is Serena, who has the most Grand Slam titles out of the two. And Michael Jordan, most NBA championships, he had 6. You skipped that one, though.
Gotcha.
The only one you got right was France, so you got 6.
Well, if you had actually... Now, you... Okay,
you skipped a lot of questions.
Well, here's the thing. You were not moving quick enough. Now, I want to be clear. So, if we think about it...
We mix it up.
Now, I will stand corrected. It is a limited liability company. However, in some states, it is referred to as limited liability corporation. So... I get that. What I'm just saying is that if you're going to have a timed program, let's be clear, because it took you 2 seconds after you press start to actually ask a question. And we have this on camera. We can go back and review. Please don't bring me on a competitive game show and not have it set up to where this is fair.
We got through like 20 questions.
Imagine.
You got like 6 out of 20.
But imagine if you were really on top of the questions.
I will take
how
that
quickly
feedback.
We could have.
I will take that feedback, yes. to the next guest. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Speed up the questions a little bit. I got you. Well, you know, thank you, brother. Maybe the next time we're on and next season, we'll have a different trivia game and you can become the Oil Workshop champion. I have the trophy here, but we don't give away trophies until you win. Because, you know, that's how you earn it. You know, that's how it means something. So yes. We're not going to give you the trophy, but we will show you love and give you roses for being a dope person.
Thank you.
With a dope personal brand and a dope business. And thank you for being on the Aura Workshop podcast. Those who want to, you know, follow Daquan Love and Reflex Strategy Group, we will leave their links and social media handles in the description. So if you're watching on YouTube or you're seeing this on social media, we will definitely tag them so you can follow Daquan and his business. Of course, if you are a business owner or aspiring business owner and you have a particular topic you want us to go over or a question that you want us to bring up in a future episode, send us an email, info@oilworksmarketing.com. Reach out to us on Instagram, send us a DM, and we'll get back with you and we'll try to incorporate that in our next episode. Thank you for joining us, and let's get to work and let's make some money, y'all. Peace.